The rape and murder of Melbourne woman Jill Maher in September last year by a convicted sex offender has been described as the most catastrophic failure of the Victorian justice system. The state's parole board has come in for some of the harshest criticism after it was revealed her attacker, Adrian Ernest Bailey, was out on parole for a series of vicious sex attacks when he murdered Miss Maher. Bailey pleaded guilty last year to assaulting a man in Geelong, but the parole board failed to act then and revoke his parole, leaving him free to murder. Alison Caldwell reports.
On its website, Victoria's Adult Parole Board says it manages the appropriate release of offenders on parole for the benefit of the Victorian community. But in the case of Adrian Ernest Bailey, the parole board missed the opportunity to lock him up not once but twice. As a direct result of the Jill Maher case, in February the government tightened the rules and from now on violent and sex offenders who re-offend will automatically be sent back to jail. But the changes came too late for Jill Maher.
Without knowing what the reasons were for the decision to release him, any case where you have such an appalling outcome is catastrophic for everyone concerned.
Professor Ari Freiberg is the chairman of the Sentencing Advisory Council and the former Dean of Law at Monash University. He says the changes will correct a flaw in the system.
I don't think there's too much discretion. The question is how that discretion is exercised. And after a series of murders which followed releases on parole, the parole rules were tightened up so that the protection of the community was placed number one as the criterion for release on parole. But parole boards have to make a choice, and it's very difficult for them to predict what will happen in the future.
But with somebody like Adrian Bailey, who was convicted of a series of violent sexual offences, it would be almost impossible to say he wouldn't do it again, wouldn't it?
Well, it is very hard to predict, and recently in most jurisdictions there have been laws introduced to allow the DPP to apply to extend the sentence or to keep people in custody indefinitely, possibly for the future, if they're predicted to be dangerous. An application was not made in this case, and it may well be that it may have been appropriate, or it may be that his future behaviour, sexual behaviour, was not predictable.
What sort of accountability does the Adult Parole Board have when someone reoffends on parole?
Well, it's a public accountability. There are no appeals against the decisions of parole boards, and sadly, mistakes are made. But they make, in Victoria, somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 decisions a year about whether to release people or to bring them back into custody after they have been released. And sadly, not every decision is an accurate one.
Adrian Bailey was out on parole when he assaulted a man in Geelong. Now, as it was, the parole board failed to act when they were told by the police that Bailey had been arrested over that incident. Isn't it automatic that if someone who has been sentenced for violent offences, when they're out on parole, that they automatically go back into jail?
Well, that's the law now, and the government has tightened up the law in Victoria so that somebody who has been charged with another violent offence is deemed to have automatically breached parole, but that wasn't the law at the time.
Last month, the Victorian government announced a review of the parole board. Adrian Ernest Bailey will be sentenced next Wednesday.
Alison Caldwell.